From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. casualties in Afghanistan. One U.S. service member was killed and two were wounded Tuesday during fighting in Afghanistan's Helmand province. U.S. defense officials said American Special Forces units were involved in the operation near the city of Marja. The military official says a helicopter sent to evacuate the wounded was unable to take off when a rotor struck a wall compound. An official said mortar fire prevented a second U.S. military medevac helicopter from landing. Peace talks between Burundi's government and the nation's opposition groups have been postponed. There has been no word on when they may resume. The talks, which opened in Uganda late last month, were set to continue Wednesday in Tanzania. A senior official in Burundi's foreign ministry says the government will not participate due to the inclusion of those who he said are supporting violence. The Israeli military said a Palestinian stabbed a soldier Tuesday in the West Bank. The attacker was then shot and killed by troops. The attack was in the Gush Etzion area. It was the latest in what has been a near-daily Palestinian attacks that have left more than 20 Israelis dead in the past 3 months. India's defense minister said Tuesday a total of 6 militants have been killed after an attack on an airbase in northern India. He said the effort to secure the site was still ongoing. The gunman who launched the attack Saturday on the Pathankot base near the Pakistani border killed 7 security personnel. Indian officials say they will continue sweeping the area for any potential remaining militants. This is VOA News. New United Nations figures reveal a toll of the ongoing conflict in Yemen. We get more from Lisa Schlein.
UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville notes the ceasefire agreed to by the warring parties before the start of the talks was broken within minutes. He says airstrikes have continued into the new year, with around 11 strikes taking place in the capital Sana'a this week and continuing into Tuesday.
We've not yet been able to confirm whether or not these latest strikes have resulted in more civilian casualties, although initial reports indicate several private and public civilian buildings have been hit since Sunday.
The UN Refugee Agency reports about 2.5 million people are internally displaced, and 167,000 have fled Yemen to surrounding countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama has promised a series of measures meant to reduce gun violence, bypassing Congress on an issue that has sharply divided the American public. Mr. Obama rolled out his new policies Tuesday during a White House address where he chided lawmakers for failing to enact tighter gun control measures despite a wave of mass shootings. The executive actions will require more gun sellers to get licenses and more gun buyers to undergo background checks. The measures will also tighten enforcement of existing gun laws. U.S. gun sales have soared in recent weeks, with some buyers worried about terrorist attacks and others worried about President Obama's imposition of new restrictions. In the United States, the right to bear arms is enshrined in the National Constitution. Anti-government activists pressed on with their occupation of a wildlife reserve in the northwestern U.S. state of Oregon on Tuesday. The father and son at the center of the group's protest are distancing themselves from the activists. What began with a splinter group from peaceful protests backing local ranchers Dwight and Stephen Hammond has turned into a 4-day standoff focused on larger complaints about the way the federal government manages the land it owns, especially in western states. Tensions are rising between China and its neighbors after the Chinese government tested out a runway on one of its artificial islands in the South China Sea. A civilian plane landed on a runway on Fiery Cross Reef in the Spratly Islands, one of many islands and reefs in the South China Sea claimed by China and other Asia-Pacific nations, including Taiwan, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Vietnam has lodged a formal diplomatic protest with China over its action, while a spokesman for the Philippines foreign minister said Monday it was planning to take similar action. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.